Okay, so your brain should be nicely warmed up by now. I want you to realize that storytelling is a habit. You just have to do it a lot. You're better off creating 100 or 200 or 1,000 really mediocre or bad stories than one really polished one. Because at the very first step, you just have to build a storytelling muscle, and slowly but surely, your unconscious will begin to start refining it for you to make it better and better and better. Now, let me reiterate, it's really important that you speak things out loud. Storytelling is an oral tradition, it's a performance art, which means you have to get used to actually speaking the words out loud because that changes your neurology. So, practice these exercises and do them well. The next exercise I want you to play with is one that begins the concept of reincorporation so you can have polished and well-worked stories. At the same time as using reincorporation, it'll also train your mind to be able to put into a story the kind of things you want to put into. Because it's one thing coming up with stories that are charming and interesting. It's another thing making sure at the same time that those stories do other things. For example, you can insert trance themes, hot words, hypnotic words, and other hypnotic devices. So it's very important that your mind thinks on different levels at the same time. So that on the one level, you have a story, and on the other level, your stories actually achieve certain purposes. To do this, I've developed a game called the Forrest Gump game. If you remember the film Forrest Gump, there's a famous scene where he sits on a park bench and says, "You know, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get." Well, this game is very simple. In a similar sort of way, I want you to start choosing two completely random objects. Maybe just look around the room and find a toaster and a window. And I want you to start with the phrase, "A toaster is like a window because," and then fill it in whatever way makes sense. It doesn't even have to be a logical statement. It just somehow combines the two items together. So if you take the toaster and the window, you can say, "A toaster is like a window because the more you use it, the dirtier it gets." And eventually, you have to both clean it and replace it. So notice that something which started off as completely random, suddenly we find areas of commonality and put them together. Your mind's very good at doing this, but you really need to start challenging yourself to start coming up with these comparisons and these ways of combining two different ideas. Now, the next few tracks, they'll be very quick tracks. I'm going to give you a couple of random objects which I want you to combine in that way. Do this exercise either with yourself out loud or with a friend on the telephone or meet them somewhere and just use this as a game. The more you do this, the more your mind gets used to making these connections between things. The easier it will be for you to create stories, and later on, the easier it will be for you to polish your own stories to bring out the things in them that are hypnotic and useful for you.